Highlights from week one of the high school football season. Pella and Norwalk squared off, and it was an instant classic heard live on 92.1 KRLS with John Bullwinkle and Randy Sikkema.
We're halfway through the first quarter, and Norwalk with a big play coming up here. Third and goal from the 10. Hochstein in the shotgun. Sets his feet. Fires it to the end zone. Looking for Davis, and he hauls it in for the touchdown. And Tracy Davis gets the scoring underway for the season. It's 6-0 Warriors. Split back formation. Pollock gets the handoff up the middle, lowers the shoulders, and rumbles in for the touchdown. Aiden Pollock from 6 yards out plunges right in, and it's 21-6 Norwalk. Third down and 3 coming up now. I formation Pella. Meyer hands it off to the fullback, and Kleiberg spins out of a tackle, breaks another one, and he spins into the end zone. Touchdown Pella. Nolan Kleiberg from 15 yards out with 50 seconds to play. From the 10. And now going in motion is Jackson Campbell. Hookstein, low snap, gets it under control. It is caught for the touchdown. Norwalk wins it. And the black jerseys storm the field. Norwalk wins the game on the overtime touchdown.
Final score in overtime, Norwalk 34, Pella 31. Pella Christian traveled to Des Moines Christian to start the season off. Heard live with Andrew Schneider and J.D. Bohr on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2.
Martin in the shotgun, two receivers stacked near side to far side. Shotgun snap, Geeting sacks him all the way back to the 23-yard line. He came on a free blitz, and no chance for Martin to get away. And that is Landon Mum, who kicks it to Isaac Kakmarinski at the 3-yard line. Isaac Kak can break loose. He's to the 30-yard line, bursts to speed, far sideline to the 40, stays on his feet at the 50, in Lions territory, down the sideline, and he is gone! 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. Isaac Kakmarinski, kickoff return for a touchdown.
By the way, it was the first carry in a long time. That pass is hit, and it's intercepted by Geetings. 6 for the Eagles, touchdown Pella Christian. What an athletic play by Drew Geetings, and concentration as he had the tip drill for the pick six.
Final score, Pella Christian 56, Des Moines Christian 22. Knoxville hosted Newton in week one. You heard that on 95.3 KNIA.
Kiefer takes a snap. He rolls out to the near side. He's looking. Now he switches sides. He's going to the far side across the 50, 45, out to the 40-yard line, all the way to the 36. Good run there by Noah Kiefer. Kiefer takes a snap. He will hand it to DeYoung. DeYoung trying to find running room. First down across the 40, 45, out to midfield, and he stumbles into Newton territory all the way to the 45. T.J. DeYoung on a nice run into Newton territory, and the Panthers now are finally in business.
Final score, Newton 41, Knoxville nothing. Indianola welcomed Ankeny Centennial, and you heard it live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Rick Wilson.
Third and 10. Trips wide receivers to the right. Now Erickson goes in motion from right to left. Now it's doubles on each side. Blake drops back to pass. It's Kolarik on the screen. He's got a ton of room up across the 45 to the 50. Breaks the tackle. He's out in the open field. He's got two blockers in front to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. One-on-one to the corner. Touchdown. Kale Kolarik. And the Indians score on a third and 10 on a screen play and take a 6-0 lead. Dropping back to pass. They do just kind of a backdoor catch to Erickson. He finds room across the middle to the 10 to the 5, and okay. This one's in. They waste no time. A Carter Erickson 18-yard touchdown, and now it's 20-13 Indianola. Drops back to pass, rolls out left, faces pressure, chucks it deep. He's got a receiver wide open. It's caught. Nobody around. Drew Kingery, touchdown, 37 yards. And Indianola leads 34-13. He was wide open. There was nobody around, and Brick hit him on the numbers.
Final score, Indianola 42, Ankeny Centennial 13. PCM started off in a battle of the Mustangs against Davis County. Heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Alex Cook and Jeff Lindsay.
Left Mater takes a snap back to throw. Here comes the pressure. He is running out of time. He is running all the way back to the goal line. Mater is going to just heave it up deep downfield. A wobbler that is intercepted at the 38-yard line. Picked off by Trey Broderson, the outside linebacker. Second turnover of the game for Davis County, and PCM will take over at the Davis County 38-yard line. So Vandaloon again in the shotgun, three wide receivers to the right. Vandaloon will take, and he will keep it himself. Vandaloon up the middle, inside the five. Vandaloon fighting to the end zone. Touchdown, PCM. Carson Vandaloon with his first touchdown run of the night, second overall, and it's 13-6 PCM. And they will do play action. Vandaloon's got a shot. He's got Rozonke wide open near side. Rozonke with the catch and struts into the end zone. Touchdown, PCM.
Final score, PCM 30, Davis County 14. Pleasantville took on Linville Sully in week one. Heard live on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3 with Tyler Crabb and Ron Danks.
They're going to give it to Ammons again. To the left side. Puts his head down. Touchdown, Pleasantville. Dylan Ammons goes to work, and it pays off. The four-yard touchdown puts Pleasantville ahead 13-0. Pleasantville at the 40, and it's a deep ball. Ammons catches it. Pleasantville is in the red zone. Parker Sheets with the big 50-yard completion. Maston's going to get to the outside again, and he's in the open field. Ball's out. Ball is out. And Pleasantville may have fallen on it. Pleasantville does. Pleasantville got the ball.
Final score, Pleasantville 13, Linville Sully 7. Those were our week one highlights of the high school football season.